This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot. He said, India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation, with the reforms playing crucial role in achieving this objective.
भारत में न्यू मिडिल क्लास का दायरा बढ़ रहा है, उनकी परचेजिंग पावर बढ़ रही है, और इन फैक्टर्स ने भारत को असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया है। देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है, सही समय है। और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है, सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है, सही समय है।
Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, the vibrant Gujarat summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the final section of Phase 2 of the Ahmedabad Metro Rail project, connecting Sector 10A to Mahatma Mandir in Gujarat last evening. Today, on the third day of his Gujarat visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Ahmedabad. Both leaders will also visit the Sabarmati Ashram and attend the International Kite Festival. On the occasion of National Youth Day today, Prime Minister Modi will also participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the New India, New Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. Mr. Shah praised Kerala's performance in sectors such as Ayurveda, information technology, tourism and sports. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized the need to encourage Indian languages even more on global platforms so that countries' cultural heritage can connect more deeply with global humanity. Mr. Birla said this while addressing the closing ceremony of the third International Conference on Indian Languages 2026 organized in New Delhi. Mr. Birla said that Indian languages are the soul of culture, values and civilization, which strengthen India's unity and diversity. The government has rejected the news report which claimed that India proposes forcing smartphone manufacturers to share their source code as part of a security overhaul. The government has termed the claim as fake. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has clarified that the Government of India has not proposed any measure to force smartphone manufacturers to share their source code. It has advised the people to always verify information through official sources before believing or sharing. US President Donald Trump has urged Cuba to make a deal or face consequences, warning that the flow of Venezuelan oil and money could now stop. Trump has been turning his attention to Cuba since U.S. forces seized Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, in a 3rd January raid on its capital, Caracas. Venezuela, a long-standing ally of Cuba, is believed to send around 35,000 barrels of oil a day to the island. Cold wave conditions and dense fog are set to intensify in North India as the temperature is likely to plummet further. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very dense fog conditions over West Rajasthan and orange alert for Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh today. A yellow alert has been issued for Jammu and Kashmir, Delhi, Haryana, Saurashtra and Kutch and Bihar for the next 2 days. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beat Delhi Capitals by 4 runs in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat first, Gujarat Giants posted 209 for the loss of 10 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Delhi Capitals were all out for 205 for 5 in 20 overs. In men's cricket, host India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India scored 306 for 6 in 49 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.